Hello, everybody. This week's parsha is Parshas Bahar B'chukosai. And the parsha begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. And if you look at the psukim, you notice something a little interesting. The pasuk goes like this. Hashem tells Moshe, Ki savoyu el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, asher ani noisein lachem, that I give to you, v'shav sa ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. And the land will rest is Shabbos l'Hashem. So first question, Rashi in the spot asks already, what does it mean, Shabbos l'Hashem? Is Shabbos for Hashem, to Hashem? What does that mean? Every Shabbos, Hashem said to do Shabbos. What does it mean, is Shabbos for Hashem? Second question. The pasuk continues and says, Sheish shanim tizra sadecha, 6 years you shall sow your field. Sheish shanim tizmar karmecha, you'll prune. Vasafta es tuos, and you'll gather your wheat. And then, bashan hashvius, you shall rest. So, why did the pasuk start with saying, you'll come to the land, and it will rest the Shabbos Hashem? Then say you're going to work for 6 years, and then go back and say the Dobi Shemitah. You should say, you come into the land, you work for 6 years, and then you'll have Shemitah. Why does the Shabbos of Shemitah come before the 6 years worth of work? Question number two. Now, question number three, you have to fast forward a little to Baharsha's B'chukaisai. At the end of the second parsha this week, the parsha discusses the Teichacha, the rebuke, that the Jewish people, so to speak, are being warned of the suffering, God forbid, and the calamities that happen when they don't keep a Torah. And it goes through the gullus and different things that will happen during the destruction. And then the pasuk says something interesting. It says, "Va'oz tishbo sa'aretz eshabos seho," and then the land shall rest its resting, its Shabbos. So Rashi brings down the Gemara that tells us that during the 70 years of gullus bavel, the exile of bavel, that was corresponding to the 70 Shemitahs that the Jewish people didn't keep properly while they were in Eretz Yisrael. And if you think about it, it's mind-blowing. Why in the world is Shemitah the thing that causes gullus? You know, arayis, adultery, gezel, stealing, avodah zarah. That I get. That sounds pretty intensely severe. Why is Shemitah something which, so to speak, is so fundamental and so wrong if you don't keep Shemitah, that you have to get gullus and kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? Those are three questions we want to address. The Alter of Navardik, he explains that Shemitah, the essence of Shemitah, is, you can compare it to somebody who goes into the army. So they go with basic training for 6 weeks, then they have 2-3 years of active duty, and then they get released back into society, so to speak. But they have to spend a week or two in the reserves. Once a person ingrains something in them, you need less to keep that training, so to speak, alive. The Jewish people go through 40 years of a desert. They live off mun. Their clothing grows with them. They have water by their door from the Be'er of Miriam. They have Anani HaKavod. They can sit and learn all day and do mitzvahs. They don't have to worry about the struggles of daily life, and they live clearly with Hashem's hand running the show. They have no doubt who runs this world. But now they're going into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to live like regular people. They're going to have to work the land. They're going to have to harvest. And they may begin to forget who really runs the show. They may start to think that it's them. It's koichi ve'oitzim yadi, my own hand power, my own sweat. That's what brought about the results. So Hashem says, once every 7 years, we're going to have to do a little reserve duty. We're going to have to remember who really runs the show. Okay, beautiful. Shemitah is about living with betachin, remembering that Hashem runs the show. Okay, then we understand why it's called a Shabbos l'Hashem. It's a resting to show that everything is l'Hashem, everything is from Him. It's to Him. You take the land and you say, Hashem, this is your land. This comes from you. You run everything. But why do we say that it deserves gullus if you don't listen to that? You know, betachin's a beautiful thing. But why gullus? So, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a mashal. There's a guy, a mashulach. He's coming to collect money. So, comes to Eretz Yisrael. He's told there's a certain philanthropist who's very generous. Go to his office, arrange a meeting, and he'll probably give you some money. Okay. calls him up. Can I come meet you? Sure. Come to my office. 12 o'clock, I'll see you. So, nope. The mishul doesn't want to be late. So, he gets there 11:50, 10 minutes early. So, the financier says, come sit in my office. I'll wait until I have a couple people I have to meet first, and then I'll talk to you. So, he sits in the corner quietly, and he sees one guy comes in, says he needs $10,000. Fine. The guy writes him a check, $10,000. Next guy comes in, $20,000, writes him a check, doesn't blink an eye. $30,000, $50,000, $100,000. In 10 minutes that Michelle is sitting there, the guy must have written out $1.5 million worth of checks. Michelle's eyes are blowing. This guy, he's all the money in the world. Doesn't think twice. Figures now's his chance. Fine, he sits down. The guy says, how can I help you? Michelle says, I need $100,000. The guy's like, I was thinking, maybe 180, 360. So Michelle says, I don't get it. This guy came in, he gave him $10,000, $30,000. All these guys are walking in, you're giving them $100,000. Me, you can't give me $100,000? So the philanthropist looks at him and says, Sadikul, those are my employees. They work for me. You're on your own. I gave you 360, 180. Everybody's like, there's a fundamental difference. If a person keeps Shemitah, if a person takes that moment and he lets go and says, Hashem, I recognize this is your land. I recognize this is your blessings. I recognize you run the show. He works for Hashem. He's part of Hashem's corporation. Hashem gives whatever you need. Hashem gives and he gives and he gives. Eretz Yisrael, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, your rain at the right times, your harvest, whatever you need, Hashem will give you. But if a person forgets that, and a person starts working for himself, he opens his own little LLC on the side and starts embezzling funds, so to speak, then Hashem says, no, you're off of payroll. That's when galus comes. And something we have to remember. A guy walks into shul, walks into davening. You have to relax. You're davening to Hashem. You're recognizing everything comes from Him. You can relax. You're working for Hashem. Put your phone away. Turn it off. Calm down. You're good. If a person forgets that, and a person thinks he's working for himself, then Chas v'Shalom, he might not be zeichet to the same level of blessing.